Well, for a long time, there was a guy here at WGN named David St. Augustine who did a bang-up job.
John St. Augustine.
David St. Augustine.
I'm sorry.
It must have been so long you can't remember
my
name.
I'm combining
John St. David.
Names. All I know
I like
is if you have
better,
the name
actually.
Saint in your name, they're going to give you a radio show eventually.
Absolutely. So, Catholic channel.
John St. Augustine.
Me and Frank.
A long time...
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm hijacking the show.
A long time host here on WGN.
You make him nervous. That's
I get a little intimidated around you.
Oh, that's right.
Along with David Hirsch, or John Hirsch as some people call him, have put together a book called 21st Century Dads, A Father's Journey to Break the Cycle of Father Absence. David and John, thanks for being here, guys. I couldn't help but notice, David, by the way, your name way, way bigger than John's on the cover of this book. Good move. Very smart move.
Yeah, but you know, the funny thing about that is that he rode 2,300 miles plus from Santa Monica to Chicago, and he's going to do it from Boston to Chicago in just a couple weeks. And he deserves to have a bigger name because I ain't getting on a bike. It's not going to happen. I'm not built for speed.
Talk about the genesis of this book. How did this book come about?
So the backstory is that 19 years ago when we had our fifth child, I was looking for fatherhood.
You have five kids?
Five.
Wow.
And I was looking for fatherhood resources, but couldn't find what I was looking for. Stumbled across the fact that there's 24 million kids growing up without their fathers.
Yeah.
And thought somebody should do something about it. So that led to creating a not-for-profit here in Chicago called the Illinois Fatherhood Initiative.
And they're growing up without their fathers for a multitude of reasons, correct?
Right. You know, divorce is a pretty obvious one, but most people are alarmed to learn that a third of the kids born in Illinois don't even have a dad's name on the birth certificate.
And a third.
Wow.
That's an incredible number.
Doesn't make headlines. You know?
So as a numbers person, there are about 180,000 live births annually here in Illinois. A third is about 60,000 who might not know who their biological dad is.
I was just telling you off the air, my dad died when I was 10. A family friend got together and had a graduation party for us in eighth grade. 10 girls, we all hung out. I was the only one who had one parent. Everybody else had a mom and a dad, and no divorce, no death. And out of 10 girls, only one kid didn't have a dad, and it was me. That's way different now.
Oh, yeah. 4 out of 10 kids grow up without their dads these days.
So what do we know? I throw this question out to both of you. What do we know about a child who will go through their formative years without a father?
What's wrong with me, in other words?
What's wrong
Tell me.
Well, yeah, I think you found the right vocation.
Getting attention.
There you go.
Well, the biggest one, at least for me, is that there's 3,200 kids that drop out of high school every day across America. So that's going to lead to drug and alcohol abuse. It's going to lead to crime and incarceration. It's going to lead to higher levels of suicide and teen pregnancy.
Because that's all, in my personal opinion, involves around low self-esteem. Because you're bailing on something that you really know you shouldn't, but you do, and it seems like it's a spiral after that.
Yeah, well, a lot of unresolved issues.
Yep.
Some kids are more resilient than others. Some kids have amazing moms. My mom was an amazing mom. She raised me and my brother as a Chicago public school teacher.
Yeah.
If you don't mind sharing about how the book kind of starts a little bit, that you had a challenging relationship with your father growing up. And one of the things that, the first things that we talked about at lunch that day, and I kind of, you know, I tend to speak my mind, Wendy.
Yes, you do.
Oh. Bill, great legs. I'm not kidding.
You're very
Man's
kind.
Wearing shorts today.
The shorts are out.
They are
it's
out.
It's Bill Left season.
Last
that's
time I
what
saw legs
summer.
Like that, I said they were on a piano. But that's a whole other show.
Wow.
But listen, at the very first lunch we had, he was telling me about his life, and I leaned over and I said, so this challenging relationship with your father gave you a great gift. And he's like, what? Because to me, the genesis of everything is how you perceive it. And he wouldn't be doing the work he's doing had that been different. So all those kids, even though that there are challenges with growing up without a dad, there's a gift in there, but you have to go find it. It's not going to be handed to you. And I think that, for me, was the big deal with writing this book, is chapter after chapter is about finding that stuff because it's buried. It's so easy to judge. It's a lot harder to think. And we're asking people, I think, in this book, and I know when you start digging into it, is to think about the role of fatherhood, who you are as a dad. It's not the old days, you know, do as I say, not as I do. Those days are gone, you know.
Totally.
Yeah, so this is the 21st century dad concept is about actually being participating. What a concept. And it doesn't mean being a helicopter pilot and sign your kid up for every program known to man because he ain't going to play Major League anything. It's about becoming a Major League father. That's where the magic's at.
It's the hardest job ever, being a mom. I have two boys, and it really is hard. And with my mom losing her husband, I didn't realize how hard she worked and how great she was until I had kids of my own. And then I realized I was not that easy to take care of. But she served as both a mom and a dad to me. And these moms should get accolades, too.
No question. No question about that.
I have a lot of esteem for single moms.
Like I said earlier,
it's so hard.
But let's not gloss over the fact that the moms can't do both roles, right? They can do everything they can. They can be providers.
Right.
They can be nurturers. But I think the most important thing for single moms to do is give some thought to, who can I surround my kids with? Who are those adult male role models?
Like an uncle or a grandparent?
Well, look, there's a difference when mom says knock it off and dad goes, knock it off.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
And there's a different energy there. And there's a presence there. I call it the rudder to some degree, Dave and I have talked about. We all have rudders. And our formative years determine to a great amount how that rudder steers our lives. So we're all worried about what's going on at the surface and how it looks, but the bottom line is it's underneath. And you have that father figure or someone who's in your life like your grandfather was for you. Mm-hmm. It's the counterweight to so much of this negativity. And that's what the book talks about. I mean, it's the ability to write a book in 2.5 months and get ready for this Father's Day is unheard of. I think that there's a great message in that for fathers this year to have it. You give mom, a, you know, you go out and buy your dad a tie or some goofy thing, that's great. But you give a guy a book and he can relate to those things in there, it can literally transform it because it's because the information can lead to transformation. That's what the whole concept, I think, of being a 21st century dad's about.
So how does this translate? We said somebody else, hopefully at least one other person, has to step up. If there's a missing father, you're hoping that an uncle or a grandfather or somebody close by steps up. But just because of the way time is divvied up in society now, that's not easy for an uncle or a grandfather or somebody else close by. So how does that play out time-wise?
That's a great question. So it's not one size fits all.
Yeah.
Right? It's all circumstantial. And I think if each of us as adults understand what the issue is and the consequences, mm-hmm. Hopefully there's a call to action. And the call to action is that, you know, women have a role, men who are fathers have a role. And those who maybe are grandfathers, right, they've been around the track a couple
sure.
times, can leverage their knowledge and understanding to help out kids. It could be mentoring. It just could be spending more time with kids in your neighborhood, right?
Someone wants to throw this in, and we should, and I feel guilty for not. 815 says, don't forget to mention how hard it is for a single father. I became mm-hmm. a single dad, a widower at 37. My children were 7 and 11. I raised them both by myself my entire life.
There's a story in the book. There's a whole chapter written about Father's Day, how it started, and it came out of the loss. Two women lost their dads, and they both went and said there should be something to honor. And this was in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And they both went to the churches that they were involved in and said, would you please do something? And they did a sermon based on loss of a father. But it wasn't until years later that one of the women put it together that her dad was a Civil War survivor and raised 6 kids. You think it's tough now?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You know, the average life expectancy was 48.
Yep.
So you look at those different things and you say, yeah, that has to be thrown to. But the genesis of Father's Day started with the loss of dads.
The book is called 21st Century Dads, A Father's Journey to Break the Cycle of Father Absence. We'll talk more about the book and about you taking incredibly long bike rides. I don't know how you do this. David A. Hirsch and John St. Augustine, both in studio. If you'd like to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. The book is called 21st Century Dads, A Father's Journey to Break the Cycle of Father Absence. The numbers are staggering. David A. Hirsch and John St. Augustine wrote this book together. Here's a quick quote from Mike Singletary, formerly a Chicago Bear. Growing up without a father in the home after age 12, it has been a lifelong passion of mine to help facilitate healthy, thriving families. David Hirsch shares the same passion and has devoted the last 20 years to recognizing and applauding men of character who have chosen to lead by example and be the pillars of their homes and communities. Nice words from one of Chicago's best.
Yeah, Mike was there at the very beginning when we first launched the Illinois Fatherhood Initiative. I give him a lot of credit for drawing the 120 people, community leaders that showed up.
Yeah.
They certainly weren't coming to hear me speak.
So your foundation, 21st Century Dads Foundation, what do you have coming up, an event?
So we're doing another bike ride, cross-country bike ride. Last year it was Santa Monica to Chicago, 2,300 miles in 21 days.
Slacker.
Yeah.
I am,
right?
Totally.
No, him.
Oh. In 21 days.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah. So most people were betting against me at 54.
Yeah.
And not being an athlete to be able to complete something like that. But we had a 21-day schedule. I arrived 19 of those days on schedule. I was only delayed twice, once by lightning, once by fatigue.
Here's a, can I ask a strange
those
tactical...
Those are weak excuses.
Wendy's not accepting those, David. Sorry. There's a lot of... There's a lot of the course from Santa Maria to Chicago, you're not allowed to have a bike on a highway. So how do you map that out? It must take even longer.
A little bit. So if you did it MapQuest, it would be about 2,100 miles.
Yeah.
The old Route 66 happens to be 2,448 miles. So I found this guy, Lon Haldeman is his name. He's actually ridden Route 66 25 times.
Oh, man.
He's crossed the country.
Wow. He should do
times.
It 66 times.
Yeah.
Listen
he's
to you.
Get to work.
Right, come on.
So the point is he helped iron out the route and helped us with the whole process.
Yeah.
All right, so the website is 21stcenturydads.org.
Yes, it is.
That's where you can go, and the book is 21st Century Dads, A Father's Journey to Break the Cycle of Father Absence. We have a listener, and I have to make this clear, too. 630 says, make it clear there are kids out there without the dads because the mother took the children and moved away, yep, not able to be located. This is not the father's fault. Some women find unsuspecting, trusting men to get them pregnant, then book. Happened to my son. It's
right.
Various
just,
situations
no
out
question.
There.
But to me, the overriding and underlying themes here is what you've guys heard me say for years. It's not, what happens to you is not as relevant as how you respond to it. So you can get stuck in the effects. We're talking about the underlying cause. So how that all happens, a myriad of circumstances, none of them really good. You lose your father at 10. Somebody gets divorced. There's a lot of ways. How you respond to that is what breaks the chain of all that follows after it. And, you know, just real quick, I know that you talked about the website. The book's already up for pre-order. You can buy it already at Amazon.com. So this is the kind of thing when this book is built on solutions. We already know the problem. How it shows up, not as important as the solution that's already there.
And the solutions there, you will find help in this book.
Absolutely.
That's what we all need.
What did you learn more than anything in writing this book, David?
This is a lot harder than it looks.
It is, isn't it?
In fact, I was joking. I think this book and the process we've gone through the last few months might have actually been harder than riding from Santa Monica.
Is that right?
In certain respects, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Did you wear a helmet while writing the book?
While writing the book?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I did not. But we are getting ready for the Dad's on a Ride 2016. Starts on Memorial Day, Monday, mm-hmm. this coming Monday. And we're going to start in Boston and ride back to Chicago.
Is it too late to mend a relationship between a child and a father? Is it ever too late?
Yeah, I think that the real answer is no, it's never too late. But I think you just have to have realistic expectations, right? It's not going to be the, oh, we're buddies. And
it's not going to become perfect if it right. never was.
You know, you just want to be able to acknowledge, you know, the things that have gone by and then not worry about the past. You can't change the past.
You really right. can't.
I think when right is not as important as happy, usually that's something that comes along through difficult circumstances, and then you get to that point and you go, woulda, coulda, shoulda. Unfortunately, we don't wake up real quick. We like to stay asleep because we think that's a whole lot easier, and we fill our lives majoring in minor things. And when you start majoring in minor things like relationships and that, maybe you wake up, maybe you don't. But the best part about this book that I learned, there are a lot of great people doing a lot of great work that never make the headlines. There's a lot of hope out there.
It's good to know.
That's the most encouraging part of all this. It really is. The book is great. 21st Century Dads, A Father's Journey to Break the Cycle of Father Absence. The authors are David A. Hirsch and John St. Augustine. Guys, congrats on the book. Great to see both of you, and good luck with the bike ride. Boy, that's a long...
If you get a phone call from a guy on the road calling your show, you'll yeah. know who it is.
It's David.
We won't
hey,
answer.
It's David.
Would you take
yeah,
my call?
Yeah, we'll take the call.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Great to meet
Next
you.
Caller. Thanks. We already know what you're up to.
Thank you, guys. A okay. quick break, and then we'll find out what's coming up on the Wintrust business launch. That's moments away. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.